Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em-style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the Veterans Celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There'll be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service. And additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed up.
Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. We're just having a lively conversation. Wow. I mean, does it get any stranger than it is getting right now with this election and everything else going on? It's unbelievable. But good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is October 23rd, 2016. How many days we got till the election? What, 18, 20?
I don't think 30? It's that many. It's like 15, 16?
15, 16 days.
It's like, I feel like we're on the, you know, the highway to hell here.
I mean, like, not in a fun way.
Man,
the highway to hell's never fun.
Highway to hell. We might want to play that later. I don't know. But anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and I have to do a shout-out to Lily, my granddaughter. I told her that I would say, hi, Lily, when I got on the radio this morning. I hope she hears that. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, Linda, and Red.
Good
and Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time, with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment, become a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell of a non-existent recovery that has been the mantra of the prostitutes by self-serving politicians and bankers.
Yep.
Stirs.
Member FDIC.
Not responsible for any of the contents of this ad.
True.
We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Bocelli Lane, and I'm not sure who we have.
I'm not sure what's going on Monday.
I don't know. I'm sure it will be explosive, exciting, and
I'm sure we will know here very shortly.
A world-shaking something going on. Yeah. Anyway, they stand for limited government fiscal responsibility. Actually, start following the Constitution.
I think there's a program going on somewhere else or something. I'm dredging the memory banks.
We'll find out.
Sally will let us know here shortly, probably.
You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind. Become a 51-ster as opposed to a monster. A 51-ster. Go to SOJ51.net. I was listening earlier to Ordinary.
Oh.
Yeah,
Ordinary.
Yeah. He's kind of special.
That was special.
Special art. I'm just saying.
Hey, lady.
Hey, it could have been worse. It could have been Pat on the phone.
I'll tell you what. Going through the headlines and the stuff this morning and the Project Veritas and all the crap that's going on, it's unbelievable. And then when I hear that piece of garbage in the White House say, rigged elections? What are they even talking about? It's like, I wish I could do a good Barack Obama. It's like, rigged? I can't do it. I mean, the guy's beyond, it's like unbelievable the depth of criminality, the depth of dishonesty, the depth of, we're the mafia, you know? I mean, it's like, I'm at a loss for words.
What does it take for the American people to realize it? We've got their emails. We've got their communications. We've got them on video.
Maybe they ought to turn off the TV.
Even if it's on, why don't they just recall something in their memory? I mean, they lie. One day they say one thing, and the next day it's something else.
It is off the charts. Unbelievable. Anybody out there needs to go through that whole Project Veritas thing.
We got a couple clips. Sally said that at the Patriot meeting, they're going to be showing what's all the fuss about. And that is Project Veritas there. Yeah, along with some other short videos on the campaign and stuff. So,
in the meantime, in a very noteworthy news event, Brad guarantees Angelita won't get custody.
Who cares? Who cares?
That's like inquiring minds want to know.
Really?
Who?
Yeah, who's married to who? Like, I don't care.
It's unbelievable how the mainstream media wants everybody to focus on the stupidest crap in the world. I mean, you know, we are in the middle of our
chaos and meltdown.
Freedom. I mean, everything. And it's like Brad Pitt?
Yeah, I'm watching videos of guys out of a bad Godfather movie going, yeah, so we organize some people and send them over there to straighten out those Trump guys.
Yeah, we'll take them down outside, you know, slap them around a little bit.
There's no problem.
Put the freaking head in the vice, you know, and hey.
Yeah, you got to understand these people don't do this for free, though. You know, you got to pay them some money. And like you said, and what's the headlines? Brad and somebody about something.
I mean, I'm looking at the headlines for our.
No.
Somebody might leave the country.
Yeah, you know, the local paper. Indigenous People's History Day provides cultural lessons. That's all good stuff. Law enforcement pays tributes, escorts fallen officer to Yreka. It should be reported. Startup weekend underway, buzz on the street, David Brenda. Bethel Music brings home 4 Dove Awards. Hey, great. But where's the stories about, I like this one. Reading Council candidates reveal more of their personal side. Maybe we ought to talk a little bit more about the personal side of, you know, some of these guys that are, you know, in Congress, WikiLeaks, the president, the
stuff that Judicial Watch has come up
Judicial
with.
Watch, Project Veritas. This stuff is earth-shattering stuff.
You mean all the important stuff?
And these guys are like, dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. I feel like I'm in the elevator on the Blues Brothers movie, playing the girl from Epony.
Well, in Record Searchlight's defense, and I did just say that, in Record Searchlight's defense.
Are you feeling okay?
Has the world really
Are you
gone
feeling
mad?
Good?
Have we gone mad? It's crazy talk here.
If you had spent your time and your effort and your career distracting and deflecting the people, and basically just polishing the brass for the powers that be. Okay, if you were the guys,
no play on words there.
You know, if you were the ones that helped picked out the furniture for the Titanic when you hit the iceberg and you're sinking, and you know there's not enough lifeboats, really, kind of what choice do they have but the band played on?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I would think that like integrity, truth. Fairness.
You don't understand the definition of those words, evidently, these days. I mean, you know,
it's like the remember the Princess Bride? I don't think that word means what he thinks it means. You know.
Have you met these people?
Not really, because I kind of avoid scumbags. You know, at least I try.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and there is so much vote rigging going on. There is now. Think about this. You know, what happens? And Trump's worried about the vote rigging. Okay, well, we know that both sides of the aisle have been rigging the votes for quite some time. These videos prove it beyond a reasonable shadow of a doubt that both the right and the left have been rigging the votes. Now, think about that. Who's against Trump? Both the right and the left. Yeah, that couldn't be a recipe for rigging the votes, could it?
No. Just move along, you guys. Just move along. There's nothing to see. There's no problems.
It's all just conspiracy talk. It's all nonsense.
Yeah. You tinfoil hat-carrying, card-carrying member of the conspiracy theory club, you.
Yeah, like my friend said to me the other day, man, both of my grandparents are going to vote for Hillary. I wish I could stop them, but they both died in the 70s.
We need to play Thriller from Michael Jackson here. It's unbelievable, you know. I mean, you know, this is nothing new. The powers that be have been rigging elections for a long time. I mean, you got this one, you know, bonehead. I don't know if he's a bonehead criminal. You know, what is he? He's, you know, he's like something out of, you know, Casino or the Goodfellas, you know, talking about, you know, how they're rigging the elections. And they've been doing this for 50 years, you know, and busting people. You got to watch these videos, folks, if you haven't, because it is just unbelievable, the criminality.
It is undeniable at this point. If you attempt to deny the crookedness and the corruption and the election rigging that's going on at this point, you are clinically insane.
Yeah.
You
have got a serious problem with denial.
Now, do you think that you know, these guys would lie about anything else besides fixing the election?
Everything.
They have lied about everything. We don't know whether this guy is actually born in Hawaii. We don't know. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. But would these guys lie about it? Yeah. We don't know if this guy's a Muslim. Would they lie about it?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, we don't know.
They have.
It's like, we could go on and on and on and on. I mean, we don't know anything about these people, really, because it's been fixed. Everything's rigged. You know, everything's rigged. Did they rig the LIBOR?
Yep.
Yeah. Did they rig the gold mark, the gold and silver prices?
Yep.
Yeah. And in fact, they just got approved a lawsuit to go after those guys. Did they rig the DNC election?
Yep.
I mean, you know, the Bernie Sanders deal.
Absolutely.
Rig. Okay. You know, the question is, come up with something. Are they rigging the stock market?
Yep.
Yep. Are they rigging the polls?
Yep.
Think of something they're not rigging. It's just all conspiracy theory, right? No. Okay. So we've got a couple clips here.
We do have a caller on the line.
I'm on a roll here. I don't care about callers anymore. I'm in charge.
Good luck with that. We have Gary Holohan on the line. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everyone. What I'm about to say fits right into your opening. 2 weeks ago, my daughter and I took a nice trip to Oregon, and we went via Grants Pass to the coast, Brookings, beautiful up to country. Coos Bay and Florence, and then the storm, as you're well aware of, drove us inland. So we went to Eugene, Springfield, over to Sisters, and then to Bend. And the reason I mentioned that route at Central Oregon, and my daughter counted the Trump Hillary signs, and it was easily 15-1 in favor of Trump, if not maybe 20-1, but easily 15-1 in signs favoring Trump. Now, you don't think the press could be trying to shape things their way by telling us that he doesn't stand a chance, do you?
I like to refer to them, fondly as the prostitutes.
And speaking of rigging, latest publication of Judicial Watch, which is about a month or 2 months behind real time by time they print everything, great articles on the voter fraud and the cases and what they're doing. So it's a great reading. That's Judicial Watch. Yet the mainstream says, oh, my gosh, nothing, everything is just fine. And while we were in Florence, we're anchored at a motel that had CNN only, no Fox. So for a couple of days when we went to the news, it was all about Anderson Blooper and his interview of the lady or ladies that had that Trump transgressed on. And when we went to Eugene and found Fox,
We're starting to lose you a little bit here, Gary.
We may be in a possible war. Have no idea. So, anyway, and I'll leave you last with one regarding Hillary. They said she was polished. You can polish her and polish her, but she'll always be tarnished. Thanks for the great program. We'll see
she'll
you.
She'll always be evil.
Yeah, you could. Thanks a lot for calling, Gary.
Thanks for calling, Gary.
I was thinking, you know, she'd always be something else.
She'll always be evil.
Where's the mainstream media on Patrick Kennedy, the State Department employee that offered lucrative jobs to FBI employees if they changed the classifications on Hillary's emails? Where's the mention of that?
That's just a minor thing.
Yeah.
Huh? That's just minor.
Hey, I'm in my groove here. Leave me alone. Yeah, all right, I like this. This is great.
We cue the elevator music.
Well, the country burning down. Hey, I like this.
Oh, no, you kind of do that too well over there. I'm just saying.
Bit.
Yeah, it's a little scary. Yeah. The look on Robert's face is priceless.
Hey, all I got to say is notice the neck. It's red, okay? It's notice the neck, okay?
I just had the thought that you've probably got a polyester leisure suit hidden somewhere in the back of your closet. And it kind of frightened me a little.
Sort of an off-pink, maybe like salmonish color.
Oh, please. That's a bad picture.
With the ruffle shirt that shows all the hair on the chest and the big gold chain.
And I could have a ukulele playing Tiptoe Through the Tulips while we're at it as well, but it no. Actually, I think I'm going to go out this afternoon and kill something. I digress.
I'll leave that one alone for a couple different reasons.
Yes, I'm telling you, they won't go there.
But getting back to it, at this point, who in the hell is still voting for Hillary Clinton? Somebody, where are these people?
Well,
they may not be people.
I think they're busing them out of Iowa.
I think they're just marking cards.
Who are these people?
I don't think they're really
people. Where are these groups? You know, the 40 feminazis, they haven't died yet.
Many
of them reside right here in our local cemetery.
You got to be like crazy Guggenheim, you know? Remember the old guy from, that was Red Skelton or something? Hey, you know, hey, you guys, you know, I'm a vote for Hillary.
Well, I've been looking for groups. Yeah, I've been looking for a group that's going to vote for Hillary.
Have you been to the cemetery lately?
Where are these people? Is there like some underground cavern that they're all at?
They're all animated.
Are they in the Bohemian?
They're either
Grove?
Dead or animated. You know,
I found individuals here and there that are going to vote for Hillary, but I mean,
it's David, like, hey, Fred, you going to vote for Hillary?
David Farrakhan is against her. You know what? How do you get David Farrakhan to turn on you?
Well, all you do is you strip Haiti of everything.
Oopsie.
And they're sort of pissed because, hey, if you're for black people and you just kind of like, you know, strip mine Haiti for every bit of cash that they have for the Clinton Foundation and, you know, you can send all the money to contractors of your choice.
Build anything.
And get kickbacks. I mean, these guys don't get kickbacks, do they? From anybody, like, I don't know, Saudi Arabia, Qatar.
Oh, yeah, that's been proven.
You know, boom, boom, boom.
That's one of my favorite emails directly to Hillary Clinton threatening to cut off funds to the Clinton campaign from Saudi Arabia and Qatar if she doesn't direct State Department policy against Israel. That made the mainstream media, too.
I'm trying to find this on our local news outlet.
Try and find it on any news outlet.
And with that, we do have another caller on the line, guys. We have Round Mountain Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Linda and Kent and Rob. Hey, I got a question for you. It's something I heard this last week, that Hillary Clinton went from being a Christian to being a Muslim in 2010. What do you folks know about this?
Rob's got his hand.
Yeah,
Rob's at the head of the class this morning.
Ooh, Mr. Carter.
I might know a thing or two. You know,
I wonder why this isn't out in the media and stuff like that, because I think it's very important. I could be wrong, but I think it's important.
Well, actually, Hillary, how many people know that Hillary Clinton used to be a Goldwater girl?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and she actually used to be worked for the Barry Goldwater campaign. This actually goes back to her ties to white supremacy that I'm trying to tell everybody
Was this pre-Alinsky or post-Alinsky?
This was pre-Alinsky. And during her time with the Goldwater campaign, she met a Methodist priest that became kind of her counselor because she was a Methodist herself, and he introduced her directly to Saul Alinsky. So then she went from being a Goldwater Methodist to being a Satan-worshipping Alinskyite to becoming the political machine that she is now, and there is evidence that points that within the last couple of years that she may have converted to Islam.
I think that she will convert to anybody that will pay her the highest sum.
Absolutely.
Well, I heard she become that mission from the gal that's really her right-hand person, is that Muhammad Abdomen or whatever it is.
Uma Abedin.
Yeah, Abedin, that's the one.
That's a good old English country name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good American name.
The two most powerful women in the country right now is not Hillary Clinton's not one of them. Uma Abedin, her advisor, is one of them, and the other one's Valerie Jarrett.
Yep,
both
scary.
They're both Iranian Muslims,
and they're both very scary.
And one of them, whose family has been investigated by the FBI for being ardent communists.
Yeah, we need to queue up that one about Obama Muslim thing. I sent you an email or a video on that, Bob.
So it's Wake Up America. there is an enemy. They really are out there.
And they're within.
And they're within. We have
yes,
been,
they are.
We've been infiltrated.
There's a great book out there, and actually a movie. It's Enemies Within.
Yeah, we're having a
I
hard time.
People better read it and look at it.
Yeah, you're not coming in too good, Bob.
Okay.
Are you moving around or something?
No, it's not him. It's us.
Oh, it's us?
We're having issues with our phone processor here.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, I'll let you go, but like I said, people ought to see that, read the book and see the movie, Enemies Within, and that has to do with our government.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, and thanks for the question. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
All right, let's go to our first break, and then we'll come back, and let's see what else we got on store here. We have so much stuff that we can
So if you want to call in, have a comment or question, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming. Being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone.
Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Do you
you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
This is Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy. I learned a lot the hard way about internet marketing. Every month, I'll help you take control of how the internet impacts your business and your revenue. You'll hear the latest tech news from the digital world, but most importantly, get your tech and marketing questions answered. Learn what you need to know to manage the tech side of your business as effectively as you manage everything else. It's your chance to get those important questions answered. Join us for the Digital Revolution Radio Show every fourth Wednesday at KCNR 1460.
The tallest trees, volcanic landscapes, and an underground river are just part of what can be found in our national parks. Explore what makes them special and inspiring at Turtle Bay Exploration Park this season. Find Your Park, Find Your Heart is open October 1st through January 8th at Turtle Bay. Find Your Park is presented by Five Star Bank and is a collaboration with the National Park Service and the Shasta Historical Society. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Tent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wandering shepherd, wander no more. Wandering shepherd, wander no more. Wandering shepherd, wander no more. Lay down your troubles, your worries and woe. Traveling rest for the night. Traveling pilgrim, rest for the night. Traveling pilgrim, rest for the night. Sup with the Savior and drink of His light. Homeless believer, find here at home.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I kind of like that. Good song. Yeah. Dan Fogelberg there from High Country Snows, I think, is that album. Anyway, gee, here's one that I guess our local guys missed. Ex-California state senator gets prison for taking bribes. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Senator Ron Calderon was sentenced Friday to 3.5 years in prison in a corruption scandal in which he acknowledged taking bribes in exchange for his influence in Sacramento. I'm shocked.
I don't have the words.
I'm convinced he's the only one that's done that too.
Sure.
Let's play Wandering Shepherd again.
Yeah.
So here's the kicker. Okay. U.S. District Court Judge Christina Snyder imposed a sentence in Los Angeles after listening to Calderon's emotional request to remain under house arrest or at least get me home to my family sooner. Federal prosecutors had asked for 5-year prison term in a blistering brief that mocked Calderon for making false and misleading claims about bribes he accepted and distorted his previous admissions in court. The defendant asks this court to endorse his view that an elected official who repeatedly and egregiously abuses the trust of the electorate warrants essentially the lowest possible sanction for a federal conviction.
Yeah, get off easy, weird.
Imagine that.
The U.S. Attorney Mac Jenkins wrote, defendant's request sentence would permit Calderon to continue to trivialize his corrupt actions as he does throughout his sentencing position and continue to evade his true accountability. They ought to put that guy away. Maximum sentence for these. You know something? These guys that are taking bribes, we got to start sending a message and putting some pressure on these judges. You know something? You know, when you're taking bribes up there and this is standard procedure for these guys.
Yeah, but there's so many of them.
Well, okay, out of a 3.5-year sentence, they're going to tag on time served, half time, and then good time. So he might be out already.
Out on probation.
Well, they come in threes, so this is the third one to go down. We had Yee. I don't remember the other one. He pleaded guilty to a single count of mail fraud in June, admitted to soliciting more than $155,000 in payments or financial benefits in exchange for supporting or blocking legislation. We've got the best government that money can buy. He took $12,000 worth of trips to Las Vegas from an undercover FBI agent who posed as an owner of a Los Angeles movie studio seeking his support for film tax credits. Though the legislation never passed, according to his signed plea agreement, the agent hired Calderon's daughter for $3,000 a month no-show job and paid $5,000 toward his son's college tuition. Now, this is one little piece of garbage in California.
And that's only part of what he was up to.
This is why when you have people that are counterfeiting money at the highest level and there's an endless supply of free money with no accountability, guess what happens? They buy everybody. They buy everybody. This is Soros coming in. This is who knows where this money comes from. Okay. But these guys. Oh, here's the other politician's name. Oh no, that's not it. Never mind. But we got Yee, and then I think I'm not sure who this Jaime Regalado is, a political science professor at University of State. He said he can politically symbolically important. Okay, but he didn't think they would have a big impact on future corruption. That's why they need to get maximum sentences on these guys. If we're going to pass some legislation, let's pass some legislation. Oh, let's see. Do you think we could work legislation through the legislature that would say that anybody caught committing bribery or corruption would minimum sentence would have to be like 20 years, and there would be no discretion on the judge.
How about tar and feathering? Is that still legal?
I don't know.
Do we have enough space available to put them all in?
I get the feeling there might be a resurgence of that practice.
Well, that's one of the infrastructure projects that will help stimulate jobs is when we build a prison for all these people.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to – we should start a tar and feathering agency.
I'm down.
You find them, we feather them. And if the charges don't stick, the tar will.
Yeah, we could move into, you know, cover them in honey and staking them to an anthill. We could go all kinds of different directions with that one.
I'll leave that one.
Apache ink here.
We could use our own FEMA camps for them.
Oh, I don't know, something. I don't know. Anyway, so that, I guess that just missed the news. We've got, there's so many things to cover. It's ridiculous that they don't cover. You know, here's another one. Citigroup chose Obama's 2008 cabinet, WikiLeaks documents reveal. Now let that sink in for just a second. Citigroup chose Obama's 2008 cabinet, WikiLeaks documents reveal.
You mean they were in charge of picking the people that were going to advise him on how to conduct the bailout?
No.
Yeah, and the, you know, this is Citigroup and its Wall Street counterparts.
How about the WikiLeaks email to Hillary Clinton and John Podesta beforehand from the United Auto Workers that revealed that Ford and GM were both going bankrupt well before it was announced to the American public, and that they said, well, Barack Obama has promised this much money in a bailout. What would a Clinton presidency do for us?
Yeah.
What about that email? And then what about the fact that they
took
that – it's
all Bush's fault.
That they took that insider information that the financials of GM and Ford were going to look like crap and use that information to hand out like party favors to their friends who made money off of the deal. I believe that's called insider trading and is illegal as
well. I think we should play
well.
Like We're Going to Party Till It's 1999 by Prince. Freaking believable. And I guess this wasn't an important story for a local rag and, we're in KCNR, where we get the facts right. Or was that KRCN? What is it? We're KCNR.
Yeah.
We actually do get the facts.
KRCR.
KRCR.
Oh, yeah. We're the guys that actually report the facts. They're the guys that don't have any facts. Really? Now, this is an article,
actually,
go to Global Research.
From a statement.
American Parasites.
From one of KRCR's own reporters is, we know we don't have the facts. We would love to have the facts, but we can't afford to buy them. He actually said that. Well, what he said is, we know that we don't have a very good news team. We can't afford them. But that basically translates into,
well,
we can't afford to purchase facts.
Their new saying, instead of, you know, getting all the facts, should be, we don't have the facts, so we got the hacks.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're just mean, man.
Sorry. It's a gift.
Picking on these poor people.
You know, so go to this. This is Global Research, dated October 16, 2016. And American Parasites is the title at the top. Citigroup chose Obama's 2008 cabinet WikiLeaks documents. You know, and so we're looking at this thing, and the revealed by WikiLeaks in a recent document release that was written. An email account of, this is John Podesta again, who currently serves as Hillary's Clinton campaign chair. So it says the email was sent at the height of the financial meltdown that erupted after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers. Can you say Deutsche Bank?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
do you know that Bank of America has now imposed you're only allowed to withdraw $400 a day?
I know nothing. I guess that missed the paper too. Yep. Why am I still reading the newspaper again?
Now is that just on an ATMs or period?
Period.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be going into a third wave of a banking crisis, could we?
Financial catastrophe imminent.
What do you mean you want your money?
Yeah. It's not yours.
It's not yours.
Your money is out on fractional reserve lending.
Yeah,
loans.
We gave your money away a long time ago.
The more you speak, the more pissed off I get. What? Okay, so we're back with Citigroup here.
She actually said that.
Yeah, Madonna's ready to give BJs for Hillary votes now.
Well, just it doesn't say that.
In case you wanted to know.
Doesn't say that.
We're not sure if it's legal or not.
I could tell you the actual statement that she made. It's a little bit more detailed than that.
I was going to say, that doesn't say that exactly on that headline. It says something else, but...
I'm talking about Citigroup here, all right? Not some other kind of group. Okay, so and then what about the porn star, you know?
Oh, yeah, apparently there's some porn star that is now accusing Donald Trump of acting inappropriately. Apparently, he offered her $10,000 and a ride in his jet for sex. And it's like, okay, number one, if he did that, is he out of line? Because as a porn star, you have sex for money. So if somebody wanted to have sex with you, would it not be a normal thought process to offer you money for sex?
I have to think about that one. Is it like the chicken before the egg thing, or...
I don't know. It's probably nonsense to begin with. But
it isn't so. She wouldn't make up something like that. She's a porn star. Her credibility is absolutely stellar.
And she waited this long to come out?
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, you know, he was worth money back then.
Well, I find it very difficult for a porn star to go, I was offered money for sex, but my moral code wouldn't allow me to do that.
I want to talk about Lehman Brothers.
What?
Oh, this is much more interesting.
Well, okay.
Now, the whole thing with Madonna, this was in the Drudge a couple of days ago, did she violate election law by offering something of value in exchange for a vote?
Define value.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are we speaking of?
Well, according to Madonna, she's very good. Does eye contact and everything.
Yeah, oh. She could sing I'm a Material
At
Girl.
At one of her hum a few concerts, bars for she me. Reportedly...
yeah, offered fellatio for
votes. If you would vote for Hillary.
Oh, and I'm shocked that, you know, that's not mainstream news, because that we want to talk about Trump's indiscretions that he never committed in a van with Billy Bush, who happens to be related to one of the presidents, and Bush, you know, senior, junior.
Schlumberger Oil. That's what it – look at Schlumberger Oil, and that's the Bushes.
So, wow. That's not like over the top, you know, going to a concert with Madonna and, you know, telling
– why you would want to do that anyway. I don't get it.
You're going to hand out free BJs for any votes.
Well,
this is different than the black guys in front of the polls in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm looking at is everybody's like, oh my God, I can't believe she did that. I'm looking at it as like, yes, Hillary is so desperate, Madonna's got to offer blowjobs for votes.
You just stepped over the line.
Oh, I can't say that
word.
You
just stepped over the line.
Oh.
Again, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that in the headline.
Is that officially a curse word?
Okay. Yeah, kind of.
You know. She's not being racist. She's not just picking on males here, is she?
She's not being racist. So there's no white or black thing
I'm just saying. I mean, you know.
And Madonna, I'm sure there's no gender discrimination.
That's
either.
Where I'm going. I mean, you know, it doesn't say just
so
the
one. So to revise my statement, I'm encouraged by the fact
I'm
that
getting sick.
Hillary
there.
Clinton I'm actually needs
I'm starting to feel bile.
Madonna to
rising
offer
in
fellatio
my
to get
I never.
Where does Bill come
the
in
email,
this equation?
The email that was sent.
I bet Bill was right down there backstage going, I'll vote for that.
I'm number one.
The email
in line.
The email that was sent at the height of the financial meltdown that erupted after the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers on September 15th, even as Citigroup and Wall Street counterparts were dragging the U.S. and the world economy into the deepest crisis since the 1930s, they remained, as the email shows, the real power of a facade behind the American democracy and its electoral process. Froman's list proved remarkably accurate as it proposed Robert Gates, a Bush holdover, became the Secretary of Defense. Eric Holder became the Attorney General. Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security. Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff. Susan Rice, United Nations Ambassador. Arne Duncan, Secretary of Education. Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health and Human Services. Peter Orszag, Head of the Office of Management and Budget. Eric Shendinsky, Secretary of Veterans Affairs. That was a real good pick, too, by the way. And Melody Barnes, Chief of the Domestic Policy Council, were all picked, according to this email, by Citigroup and the Wall Street guys. With the endless supply of counterfeit money coming from the Fed, wow. That's not really news because, you know, I would...
It was a polite suggestion. They were just trying to, you know, help out.
I would rather talk about what an evil guy Christopher Columbus was and things like that.
He was? What was so evil about Chris Columbus?
Well, he sailed in the Santa Maria, and they had the Pinto and the something behind there.
The Nina, the Pinta.
And the Santa Maria.
Yeah, that rat bastard from Spain.
Yeah. What did he do that was so wrong?
I'm not sure, but, you know, they told us in school that he was evil.
Must have missed that class.
Well, I think we have beat this horse right into the ground.
A little bit.
And
it's just
and so, you know, we're going to have to – we're almost to the top of the hour. We might as well take it all the way. We might as well just keep going here, and then we'll get the break at the top of the hour. I had another one here that was kind of, you know, pretty interesting, too, and we'll talk about that is the third wave.
We should have a guest coming in at 10.
Okay, well, we got plenty of time for everything. But, you know, sometime during the show, we want to talk about the third wave of Internet cyber attacks that were launched. I didn't see that in the paper or on Channel 7.
I take personal satisfaction in the fact of watching the system and the machine get a thorough thumping from a bunch of punk kids operating out of their mom's basement.
What is all of that? I mean, we had a big cyber attack on this week last week.
A couple days ago there was a massive launched denial of service attack that was launched primarily against East Coast websites. Some time ago, the United States government began interfering with WikiLeaks, their internet connection, the ability of Julian Assange to continue WikiLeaks. They cut off his internet. And the hacktivist group Anonymous said, knock it off. You better remedy it. They didn't remedy it. They doubled down on trying to shut down WikiLeaks. So the first wave of attacks began very early on the East Coast. And then after that was to no prevail, the contagion became more widespread to the Midwest and the West Coast. The funny part about it is when Anonymous made their threat, the two largest private cybersecurity firms in the United States said, oh, there's no worry, they can't do anything. They were the first two firms hit and went down, and they were down for the duration.
This is interesting. I was looking at this. It says, here's the punchline. Homeland Security last week issued a warning about a powerful new approach for blocking access to websites. Hackers infected routers, printers, and smart TVs and other connected devices with malware that turns them into bot armies that overwhelm website servers and distributed denial of service attacks.
Yeah, if anybody noticed during the cyber attack that your computer was running really, really slow, that probably doesn't have anything to do with the internet. You probably have a bot in your computer, which means unbeknownst to you, your computer was repeatedly pinging websites until it crashed their servers. Now, after the second wave of attacks, there was still no response. There began a massive third wave attack that started to take down larger websites.
Like Twitter,
Netflix,
and
Twitter,
SoundCloud,
Amazon, Spotify,
Visa, Pfizer.
It also started to hit some of the smaller banking institutions. Things like that. It also contagioned out from the United States into Brazil, the United Kingdom, South Africa. Then all of a sudden, miraculously, the WikiLeaks website was available again, and there was a new dump of emails that came out, and the attack ended just like that.
Weird.
Wow.
Now, the United States government's running around going, oh, we were hit by the Russians. It was the Russians. Yes, the Russians have invested billions of dollars in their cyber warfare capabilities so that their first strike was going to be against Amazon.
You don't see a theme here that we're going to try to pin the Russians with something and then start a war, are we? You know, because, of course, that's all Donald Trump's fault, even though Hillary sold off, 20% of our uranium to the Russians to begin with. But I guess that didn't matter.
No.
I'm really confused. I'm
corruption is the answer, Alex.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're at the top of the hour. You've been listening to Solve Our Minds. Stay tuned for the next hour. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watched her so sadly.
All right, more Sovereign Minds coming your way next on KCNR. Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you now by Wind River Resort and Casino.
With just over 2 weeks to go until Election Day, the presidential candidates are working hard, and so is the head of the Republican National Committee. Reince Priebus, defending Donald Trump's refusal to agree to abide by the results of the election, does he think it will be rigged?
I don't, but what I think the media is missing here is that to ask a candidate 3 weeks before the election if they lose, are they going to concede, asking for a concession speech, no one does that.
He was a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. Trump and Hillary Clinton both stumping in battleground states this weekend. The fight to drive ISIS out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is entering a new phase today with an assault on a neighboring community.
An Iraqi Special Forces commander says that they've surrounded the town and they've taken parts of it, but the fighting is expected to be intense. This is the latest battle in the Mosul offensive, which began nearly a week ago and is aimed at retaking Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, which was captured by the Islamic State more than 2 years ago.
Correspondent Joseph Krause. The big media merger between AT&T and Time Warner is no sure thing. The $85.4 billion deal still has to pass muster in front of regulatory agencies, and the merger is already drawing fire from people like Donald Trump, who say too few people would get too much power if it goes through. Democratic Senator Al Franken agrees, saying the deal, quote, raises some immediate flags about consolidation in the media market. The California Highway Patrol says at least three people are dead today after a tour bus and a semi crashed on a highway in Southern California early this morning. The Desert Sun reports at least 21 victims have been taken to hospitals. It didn't take long for the fighting in Yemen to resume, despite a call for a 72-hour truce extension by a U.N. official. Just hours after the initial truce expired, a Saudi-led coalition launched a series of airstrikes around Sana'a today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Apple says it's been buying Apple chargers and cables labeled as genuine on Amazon.com and has found nearly 90% of them to be counterfeit. The revelation comes in a federal lawsuit filed by Apple against a New Jersey company over what Apple says are counterfeit products sold on Amazon. In the suit, Apple says Mobile Star imprinted Apple logos on cables and chargers that, quote, pose a significant risk of overheating, fire, and electrical shock. Amazon is not named in the suit, but said in a statement it has a, quote, zero tolerance for counterfeiters. A new survey reports a 10% increase in opium poppy cultivation and 91% decrease in eradication across Afghanistan. The joint UN and Afghan government survey released today shows the total area under cultivation in Afghanistan at an estimated 500,000 acres in 2016. That is a 10% increase from 2015. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Pfizer says next month it will launch a less expensive version of rival Johnson & Johnson's blockbuster immune disorder drug, Remicade.
Pfizer's version, called Inflectra, will hit pharmacies in late November. It'll be only the second so-called biosimilar drug available in the U.S. Remicade, long J&J's top-selling drug, is approved for treating rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, and other immune system disorders. Biosimilars are near copies of biologic drugs, which are very expensive injected medicines that are manufactured inside living cells rather than by mixing chemicals together.
Jeremy House reporting. Today is Sunday, October the 23rd, the 297th day of 2016. There are 69 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1915, tens of thousands of women paraded in New York City demanding the vote. And on this date in 1941, the Walt Disney animated feature Dumbo premiered. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley-Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley-Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley-Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We have been talking about hacking and cyber attacks and lack of reporting and all kinds of good stuff. I guess the mainstream just forgot about, you know. But
Lies.
Let's play a little bit of this video we got queued up. We got plenty of time for this other stuff. We got a new video here that we're going to play later too. That if Donald Trump has a new action figure out, and that'll be good for our next guest who's here in the studio now, and then we'll introduce her. Go ahead and play this. This is from Fox News Megyn Kelly, and she talks about some of the hacked emails that I guess most of the mainstream just keeps ignoring, but pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, so go ahead, Bob.
5 days to the final debate, and the Clinton campaign has now had to deal with more than a week of embarrassing daily revelations thanks to WikiLeaks. Today saw several more, including a 2008 email about possible ways to attack then-Senator Barack Obama, including Senator Obama's past drug use and his late father's Muslim faith. Here's the exact wording of some of the topics, including, quote, Obama's, note the emphasis on pronunciation, father was a Muslim, and Obama grew up among Muslims in the world's most populous Islamic country. Here they're considering whether he'd be hit on this. And, quote, Obama described his former use of cocaine as using, quote, a little blow. After today learning that the Clinton camp was floating these ideas 8 years ago, we went back to see what happened. What happened when Mrs. Clinton was asked about those nasty rumors about President Obama's or then Senator Obama's faith? Here she is on Meet the Press.
We've already seen Clinton surrogates trying to implant the false idea that Mr. Obama might be a Muslim and perhaps a drug dealer to boot. What is this all about?
Well, beats me, because there's not one shred of truth in what you've just read. And I regret that, because obviously a lot of people have been, given information or an impression that is absolutely false.
Oh, wherever could they have gotten that impression from? Joining me now, Carl Higbee, a former Navy SEAL and spokesman for the Great America PAC, and Richard Fowler, a Fox News contributor and senior fellow with the New Leaders Council. Wow. I can't where?
Surprise.
Where, Carl? Where could they have gotten the impression that he might be Muslim or might be a drug dealer?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Paul Begala's already testing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is an increased narrative that we're seeing coming out of the Hillary Clinton campaign. You've seen needy Latinos, you've seen the Muslim faith, the Catholic faith. They're constantly attacking Donald Trump for being a racist bigot. But now you see the inner workings of the Clinton campaign through these releases. And surprise, surprise, not only is Hillary Clinton going back on herself and flip-flopping once again, but we're seeing the same stuff that she's criticizing others for.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, she's what a piece of work, you know. So they're trying to decide whether they should, let me think, should bring up his past, you know, Obama's past about, you know, being raised in a Muslim country. His father was a Muslim, and he likes to snort cocaine. Yeah, that's not news, is it?
Not at all.
That's not newsworthy, I wouldn't think.
Well, to me, the biggest email then that nobody is touching is the email that Hillary Clinton received the night of the Benghazi attack from the Pentagon, minutes after they knew that there was an attack under the way. Officials at the Pentagon offered access to two fast anti-terrorist response teams in Spain and special forces in Southern Europe, all three of which could have been there in time to save those people, and she turned all of them down.
Yep, she did.
But, you know, it wasn't because of that. Wasn't there some kind of video thing or something that was going on there, and they put that guy in jail because he was like a jerk?
Well, there's an entire email chain about Stevens going into Libya and eastern Libya and what was going on and the security situation and how concerned they were with it.
Yeah, there was like 600 emails that went back and forth there, and still.
That's why we want to play this next hit. Okay, this is for Hillary Clinton. Go ahead and play it, Bob, and then we'll introduce our next guest and we'll talk about it, because this is Hillary's new theme song for her campaign.
Thanks for watching. Please like, share, comment.
Delete it.
Yeah.
No works. One really wants to read it.
I just did.
We have a guest in the studio with us, and I'll let go ahead.
Well, we do. We have Julie, and I'm sorry, I don't remember your last name.
It's actually Reeser with an R at the N, like reason, but R is instead of the N.
There you go, Reeser. And I like she's that. Here to talk to us about the phone bank that they have going over here on Oregon Street for Trump, and they're reaching out for some help in the community to help with that. So with that, good morning, Julie.
Well, hi. Good morning. I'm glad to be here. I walked over from our office. It was absolutely a beautiful day out there. Weather
nice.
Was good. Yeah. And my Tom's shoes made it.
Well, that's important.
You
that's
never
a
know.
Good thing.
That's a good thing for Tom's.
Yeah.
I love their, their business plan is fantastic.
All right. So give us a little bit of what you got going over here on Oregon Street.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden on a Friday, 12 phones arrived at our home. And those phones were to go to a phone bank, and I had no idea, like, where we could even begin this. And I started calling some people to find out if there could be an office. And we have a really close relationship with the Corkle family. And I called Janet Corkle to ask, wow, do you guys know of a place where we can have, like, an office for a phone bank for Trump? And she said, well, I'll call Rupert. That's her son. And she did that. So she called Rupert. Rupert called me back, and it was so cool. He said, it's fine. We got this office. So in my brain, I'm thinking, like, a big space.
Right.
And I'm thinking, God, I got to call people for card tables and chairs. I mean, I had no idea. I'm just thinking one big room, right? Mm-hmm. So, well, to make a long story short, I go there, and I'm, like, totally blown away because his father was a neurosurgeon here, and he's retired now. And this whole big space of offices, fully equipped, fantastic.
Wow. Nice.
All those phones got put in, and now we're making phone calls. On Sunday, last Sunday, we made 356 phone calls. The next day, on Monday, we made 1,335 phone calls. Only Rancho Cordova beat us. Then the next day we made something like, well, anyway, what I'm saying is we're doing it. However, we need to have the phones occupied 24/7. And I need volunteers who are Trumpsters, want to get on the Trump train because momentum is going strong. And we need you guys. No longer the silent majority.
Well, it's really, I think Trump's going to win by a landslide.
Oh.
It's just ridiculous, the media cover-up of the polls and everything else. But
I'm trying to figure out who's still voting for Hillary. Where are these people?
Well, Ron Calderon is going to vote for him, vote for her.
Oh, and, that's right. You can vote for Leland, president from prison now.
Leland Yee.
Yeah, you can if you're in prison.
I think Wyatt Earp is going to do it. And
and all the dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp. You start seeing those guys.
Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, he's gonna vote for him. And
hey, you take that back. Jerry don't deserve that, man.
That is so funny.
He was dead. He was the dead before he was dead.
And then he got resurrected. So, well, anyway,
so over there at the bank on Oregon Street, what's the address?
1725 Oregon Street, and it's right between Placer and Court Street.
And if a person wants to sign up, do they just walk up, show up, call up, on the list? What do they do?
Yeah, they can call, and the number that they would call would be my own number, which is 530-277-5822, or they can just show up, and we'll put them to work.
And then if... You know, a lot of people have a hard time with, calling on the phone and stuff. You guys have a script. Is it very long? I mean,
we have a fantastic phone system that's all campaign oriented. And so everything goes into where it needs to go. And anyway, the script is very easy. It's automated. The only thing that they would have any voice in would be issues. And we have everything all written out for issues if there's undecided voters. For instance, we spent a lot of time in Colorado because we're dealing with the battleground states. Just a couple of days ago, we entered into Florida. What is so cool is when we take statistics is that we are finding out Trump is doubling what Clinton is with people how they are responding.
Right.
And what is good about this is because if the Clintons put out a poll that says she's winning Florida, we have internal data that's saying, screw you.
Yeah, that's good.
Exactly. I mean, really.
Yeah, that's great because the real deal is that they are trying to steal the election.
That's right.
It's kind of the topic of our deal. You know, I don't care what you think about Trump, but the real deal is, do you want somebody who's going to tell you the truth or someone that's going to lie to you? And, you know, that's really what this comes down to is, you know, do you want someone who's going to tell you the hard truth or someone that's going to lie about everything, you know, and anything? I mean, she lies about everything. You got the public persona and the private persona, and Trump is actually there to do what's going to be right for America, you know, and he swallows up. I mean, you know, you ask him a question about, you know, was that conversation? Well, he's not proud of it. He doesn't sit there and deny it. You know, he tells you the truth.
Well, that's absolutely true. And with the current condition that our country is in right now,
that's what we need.
Do we really want some milquetoast guy that's going to compromise,
right,
and or do we need a war captain?
We need a warrior,
like a George Patton that may be a little foul, maybe a little aggressive, but he's going to grab the enemy by the nose and kick him in the butt.
Right. We need to let the other SOB die for his country type thing, you know.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're talking about here is, do you want real or do you want this media made up, canned, spam, you know. I mean, and all you got to do is go to these WikiLeaks to see how canned and what kind of, you know, a person that Hillary Clinton is. She is so phony. And the media has supported so much lies and has, I mean, all the stuff we talked about today, I didn't see anywhere. You know, we had the one Fox News report.
You won't report on it.
You have to go to WikiLeaks and read the emails yourself to find it, or find some of the few alternative media outlets out there that will report on it.
Well, yeah, there is a few.
You know, the same for this Project Veritas thing. You know, that's going to be an event next week at the Reading Patriots.
On Monday.
It's so ridiculous how bad it is and you know, how corrupt the media is, how corrupt the politicians are. And then you get somebody who stands up and starts telling the truth. Well, it doesn't tickle your ears anymore. You know, it tells you that, I mean, when he says that, is it rigged and how corrupt it is in the media, he's telling you the truth. You might not like it.
Amen.
Yeah. But it's the truth.
Look at what happened to the people in San Jose that were attacked and assaulted. And, you know, it's bad enough that that occurred. But then to find out that the DNC was behind it and paid for those people to go do that.
Yeah, I've got a clip.
There's a lot of that that's going on, though. In dire crisis now with that stuff.
My question is if these people are exercising their First Amendment right, that they are following the political process of their country, and then they are attacked by somebody that is trying to impede that, is that not sedition?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to go to prison. Something.
Lock her up.
Absolutely.
Lock them all up.
So, and
I wish they would have done that back in the 90s.
And these guys are off the charts, you know, in the tank doing this stuff. It's not like this is not real. I mean, you know, the recorded conversations, the emails that have been hacked. I'm going to pull this one up here. This is a DNC schemes to bully women at a Trump rally. This is what's been going on, and the media just ignores it like it doesn't exist.
Well, it's so blatant. It's so in our face. That's what amazes me. It's right in our face.
Yeah.
I mean,
blatant, and you know what? I truly believe when the silent majority gets off their butts and start becoming activists and start speaking truth, we are going to see a revolution occur. And already the momentum, the Trump train is steaming and rolling and rolling and rolling ahead. We are going to take back California. We are going to take California back from all the liberal thinking that has been so absolutely corrupt and distorted.
Well, I think the revolution has begun. I think people are starting to see through the media. I think that they've actually killed themselves over time. I think the model and their business plan is going to go under over the next few years because it's getting so apparent and so easy to see how corrupt the media is.
Well, I think they're starting to disengage with the regular media. So many people are just...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're just disengaging.
They're
killing
themselves. Well, the smart ones should be looking for non-extradition treaty country.
Well, as Donald J. Trump says, we are going to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of the alligators, the crocodiles, those beasts that are not filled with integrity, that have been corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, you know, and it's a big order, and it takes someone who's got a set of coyotes, not going to somebody who's going to bow to the press or be afraid. And, you know, and quite frankly, you know, there's danger here, you know.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. Think of the deaths.
I mean,
Vincent Foster. Is that his last name, Foster?
Yeah,
I think
Vince
so.
Foster.
Yeah.
Here's a quote.
The Clinton hit list is up to what?
Unbelievable.
80 some people now.
Unbelievable.
And you know,
that we know of.
The WikiLeaks guy got poo.
Well, Seth Rich. Yeah, there's been the Thorne guy. I mean, there's a bunch of people. But here's a quote. And I want you to try and guess who said this. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacturing are afraid of somebody, afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Do you know who said that?
Is that Carnegie?
No, that is.
I was going to say Trump.
Nope.
I just guessed that.
He could have.
Woodrow Wilson.
Wow.
Woodrow Wilson.
That is fun.
Wow. Well, that's eye-opening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, now,
yeah, that's real eye-opening coming from him.
He's the one that got the Federal Reserve in. He's the one that knew these guys. He's the one that recanted his position on his deathbed and said, basically, I just sold my country out, and it's one of the – I regret it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that's what we've had since 1913, and this cancer is so pervasive throughout the political system, and it goes all the way to the Fed, Trump knows this.
You saw Dinesh's movie, Hillary's America, the Dems. Did you know the Ku Klux Klan was the Dems?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I saw that movie.
So this is so pervasive, this corruption, and I've read all of Trump's books. The stuff he's done with Robert Kiyosaki. These guys, I knew about this stuff way back, and that's why he's jumping into the fray. He knows that what these guys are doing. He's been inside the system, and so is Kiyosaki. And you know, they have talked about this for, you know, at least 10 years about what needs to be done. Someone needs to jump into this thing because what's happening is, if we don't start turning this around, we won't be a free country anymore. We won't have a constitution. You know, we won't have a Bill of Rights. You'll be living in a banana republic, and it's going to turn out like Venezuela if we're not careful.
Oh, my husband believes that one. You know what he said? If Hillary gets in, we're going to Ecuador. Well, we're already checking it out. I mean, seriously.
Well, I mean, that's not off the charts because, you know something? We are in a financial implosion now. The only question is, do you want somebody in power who's going to take advantage of you like they did Haiti? Or do you want somebody in power who actually has some economic sense that's going to try to fix the problem? The bubble is going to burst, just like Trump said. It's just a matter of who's going to be at the helm when it bursts and who gets blamed for it.
And who's going to take care of that $20 trillion dollar debt and then continue to keep giving entitlements and freebies? I mean, it'd be nice, Hillary, to give all our kids free education.
It ain't gonna
happen. We want that. Well, but, I mean, we got a $20 trillion debt we got to deal with. I mean, let's get real.
And it doesn't work.
It's even worse than that. That's just the debt. To the Fed and to the Treasury. You know, they print the money out of thin air, basically, and the Treasury lends it, you know, and the Fed lends it to us. That's the national debt, the Treasury bonds. But there's also the unfunded liabilities. Yeah. There's a bunch of other debt, and who knows how high it goes, not to mention how deeply in debt we are as the American people personally. I mean, it used to pay for cash for stuff for a reason because, you know, the saying in the Bible is the borrower is servant to the lender. You know, the rich ruleth over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. You become a debt slave, and that's what we've become. The biggest item on the budget, and that's why I think Trump is perfect for this because he understands debt. He understands, you know, the meaning of going in debt. He understands the use of other people's money. He understands interest. You know, you don't get to be where he's at with all these real estate holdings without understanding this stuff. And Hillary, what she understands is she understands how to put her hand out to get paid,
take the money,
to get paid off.
And even take stuff from the White House. Can you imagine anybody would ever do such a despicable thing?
Who does that?
Treasuries from the White House? To her house?
I got an idea.
Right. I mean,
back
really?
Up the truck, Charlie, and let's load up the Oval Office. And,
I mean,
that just shows you she'll stop at nothing.
No.
She'll absolutely stop at nothing to get what she wants.
She's so full. control Watch of it. Her own cranium.
Bob's hands hovering over the button here.
She doesn't know what you're talking about.
We thought you were going to cuss for a second.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing a lot more lately, and I really don't ever. But I tell you, I have been doing the symbols. During that debate, you know, that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been giving her the one finger salute and high hand
I
over.
I get so angry. I have to deep breathe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It does start to get to you after a while. This is we channel things through the radio here is what we do. This is our platform.
Yeah, this is therapy.
This is therapy for us because
sometimes it's therapy.
Well, the real deal is, though, that things are turning around across the country. You can see it. The ship has turned around, and we're finally starting to head back in the right direction. The only thing is that we can't keep – we got to be vigilant and stop this thing from being hijacked by these powerful people that Woodrow Wilson was talking about, and he's talking about the moneyed interest. He's talking about the bankers. He's talking about Wall Street. He's talking about the Fed and the central banking. That's who has hijacked our country, and that's who's paying off through Soros and the Rothschilds. This is becoming common knowledge. If you said this 30 years ago, you were an absolute nut job.
And can you imagine at the debate that she had the audacity to say that Trump was a puppet? My God, everybody is under the puppet strings of Soros.
Or Saudi Arabia, Qatar. I mean, if you look at those WikiLeaks and you see all the people that paid her back and got the kickbacks, not to mention that when the bailouts went through under Barack, Obama, good God. but you know, all the bailouts, there was kickbacks from all the banks in Wall Street to most of the Democrats in power. And the Republicans as well, you know, you get guys like...
Yeah, it's across the aisle on this.
I'm sorry, you know, Mitch McConnell,
Eddie Munster-looking.
What about Boehner?
Jack Wagon Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, he's a globalist.
Well,
now, you know that.
And that is why I am so appreciative that Trump wants term limits. I mean, really.
Yeah,
these guys get this government, they get health care, like all those ones in Congress and Senate. They get all this, you know, glorified health care. Why don't they get Obamacare? You know, I mean, really? We got to clean up this whole mess.
There's a lot of cleanup to do. That's for sure.
I sent you a video, Bob. Go ahead and cue that up. It's a little bit of this Trump stuff from the WikiLeaks or from Project Veritas. Cue that up while we're talking.
But you brought in... you know, the Saudi Arabia and Qatar and stuff. What about the WikiLeaks that exposes that as early as 2012, Hillary Clinton was aware that Saudi Arabia and Qatar were funding ISIS? That they were directly giving money to ISIS, and she knew it.
You know, I didn't read that.
She was all part of that one.
I didn't read that in the local paper, so it can't be true.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's true.
I guess we didn't read this. And let's go ahead and play this, Bob, and then we'll go to a break afterwards because this is a little clip from the Project Veritas, about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And I guess this wasn't news either for our local prostitutes. And
just like it wasn't when they exposed Planned Parenthood.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, whoa, let's talk about something stupid.
This isn't important.
Yeah, go ahead and play it, Bob. This is Project Veritas.
So I'm basically deputy rapid response director for the DNC for all things Trump on the ground. So the Chicago protest, when they shut all that was us. It was more him than me, but none of this is supposed to come back to us because we want it coming from people. We don't want it to come from the party.
I mean, I know things that, like, make big impacts. I think of, like, I think it was, like, a woman, older woman, who was, like, attacked at a Trump rally. Like, things like that really show what kind of people...
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah.
So we get people behind Trump when he's at a rally, but we make sure it's women. And they're positioned next to men. We want images of the men bullying the women who are trying to hold their signs up. That's what I'm going to do. That is what we're going to do. That is the hit.
How do you think you're going to do it?
they're going to have to show up 7 hours ahead of time and wait in line to get there early.
So, like, pretend to be Trump supporters so they get sat behind them?
Then fold up those signs that we have and put them in their pockets.
That is the hit.
Yeah, so let's see. This is Aaron Black, you know, and we'll talk about him and this Creamer guy. But this is Aaron Black.
Don't forget Fovell, too.
Oh, there's Steve Fovell. But he's talking about what Hillary is so. She's a woman, right? She's for women's rights. She wouldn't exploit
so
women, would she?
So far the difference.
Except what we'll do is we'll put people at the Trump rallies that, you know, and make sure that they're the ones that get attacked. And set it up so that it causes chaos and all this stuff and this is the DNC. These are the guys. These are the hitmen. These are the soldiers on the ground that are trying to make a fair election. Right?
Did you hear about this person who was supposed to go to the Trump rally and put peanut butter all over the windows of cars, but then realized that they were at the wrong place? Because some of the ones they're targeting are mentally ill, which is so bad and wrong.
God.
I mean, horrible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they're doing it on purpose. They're creating the narrative. They're creating the situations so that they can try to control it. You know, that some of these other videos with Fovell where he talks about bird dogging and he sends people in. He pays them to intentionally go and provoke a fight, to pick a fight. To get, you know, people to react to them so that they can put it on the news and go, oh, look at how violent these people are.
And they solicit on Craigslist for people to do this and pay them.
Well,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
My favorite was the ad in for the DNC after the Bernie Sanders thing, and we watched the DNC implode on during the Democratic National Convention, and all the Sanders candidates walked out. The entire California delegation was kicked out. By the DNC, that for the last 3 days of the convention, they ran an ad on Craigslist offering $50 and $75 to fill seats at the convention. That was my favorite part.
Everybody needs to watch this Project Veritas undercover video. I mean, here's another line. This is in Zero Hedge. Why did vote-rigging Robert Creamer visit the White House over 200 times during the Obama administration? So to try to deny that this doesn't go all the way to the top is absolute stupidity as well. You know, the collusion between the White – and see, the White House knows that and Trump's already stated special prosecutors are going to start getting appointed. People need to start going to prison here because all of this stuff is illegal criminal activity. It's not just, you know, voter fraud, you know, and, you know, oh, gee, we should, you know, slap somebody on the wrist. This is trying to steal a presidential election.
I'll never forget during Obama's campaign how he said, it really stuck with me. He said, you will get to know me and who I am by the people who surround me. And you think of Rahm Emanuel, and you think of the ones he's elected at Attorney General, B-I-T-C-H. Amazing, amazing stuff when you consider this man said he would have an administration of transparency. What the hell? He won't even allow – well, I usually don't even say that. But, I mean, he doesn't even allow the TV cameras to come in and actually get real.
It's all BS. I mean, they put on this big front for the cameras, for the media, for the soft-headed sheeple out there that are going to buy this stuff and vote for them.
Propaganda.
It's propaganda, absolutely. Yes. You know, so you know, that's what these people do. And so, you know, we've got records. I mean, I'm looking at the White House records of Creamer, going there. And this stuff is all documented. The records are there. You got the WikiLeaks. You know, how much more do you need before you realize what is going on? Or is it just that you have no morals and you are so corrupt that you don't give a crap about the country? All you give a crap is about yourself and your power and your money.
That's right.
That's it.
Well,
most of them are like that up there on the top. The country and the government.
There's a lot of them down here with us.
Well, there is too. That's true. They're across the board.
There's going to be a reality is going to set in whether we get Trump or Hillary or not. And the reality is going to be ugly no matter how we slice the pie. Yeah. And the people that are depending on government to take care of them, the people that are depending on, you know, the gravy train, and they'll keep voting for the gravy train. I'm talking about, you know, the police unions, the fire unions, the SEUI, all of it, Social Security, welfare, food stamp, take your pick. If you are dependent on government, you are in real trouble no matter what happens here.
Well, I think we're looking at civil unrest across this country, regardless of who wins.
I agree with that one. Yeah,
I think there's going to be a period of civil unrest, especially in the larger cities,
or even smaller communities like our own.
Yeah,
yeah.
But who are you going to get mad at here?
Oh, they're there.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, there's a few. You remember the little guys down here? Yeah. And with that, I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answers that you want me to.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
In a year that's been so contentious, there is one issue on the November ballot, Proposition 52, that's achieved consensus. Here's why. Since 2009, California hospitals willingly pay a Medi-Cal hospital fee to continue receiving federal matching funds for Medi-Cal. This generates over $3 billion a year from Washington, and helps pay for health care for children, seniors, and low-income families. Prop 52 means zero consumer cost, no new taxes, and strictly prohibits the legislature from diverting this money. Prop 52 continues this current program. It's endorsed by doctors and nurses, business and labor, and both political parties. And newspapers agree. 52 is endorsed by the LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, and the Sacramento and Fresno Bee. Tested, tried, and true. Vote yes on 52. Paid for by Yes on Proposition 52, a coalition of California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems and nonprofit healthcare organizations with major funding by California Health Foundation and Trust and Dignity Health.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the Veterans Celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There'll be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service, and additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah.
You could be America, a fly on the wall here. We're back on the air here, so. If you could be a fly on the wall in that conversation, then you might be, just because we might bring it up and talk about it. But, gosh darn, I mean, there's so much to cover. I mean, I'm looking at an article here. Wells Fargo just lost its Better Business Bureau accreditation. The San Francisco-based lender is no longer accredited, making it possibly the biggest business ever to fall into that category. I guess that just wasn't news.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with those accounts they were setting up and not letting people know and all of that, right?
They were creating fake slush funds to funnel money to somebody. I wonder who they were funneling money to.
Yeah, you know, and the prostitutes nowhere to be found, as usual. And they're trying to attack Joe Arpaio, the DOJ now. I guess that couldn't have anything to do with the birth certificate, let's get even thing. It's, I don't know.
Well, they like to try to keep us busy, that's for sure, why they're doing other things, you know. You got to wonder what else they're doing that we're having a hard time finding out about.
You've got to keep your eye on the ball, too, with the bigger picture.
Right, because this is a lot of distractions.
Yeah,
there is.
Keep your eyes on where they're nobody else is
and
looking.
And if I can interject, Ben Carson was so good to have his eye on the ball when he got out of the race, because the eye on the ball means the Supreme Court justices. Now, you know, I was never a Trump person. I was on the Ben Carson campaign and was on staff overseeing 13 states in the West. Big deal. What is a big deal is the fact that when Ben Carson, a man of integrity, said we got to look at the overall picture, that we have to look at the Supreme Court justices, all of a sudden it was like, right on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think Trump is a much better person, a much better guy, much sharper than he's being portrayed by the media, because they're afraid of him. I mean, Michael Moore said that in an interview that Donald Trump is a Molotov cocktail that you can throw into the system. And I think he's absolutely spot on. That's why these guys have to badmouth, do whatever they possibly can to upset Trump and get him out of there, because he is a Molotov cocktail that's going to explode in the system, and it's going to be a problem, because he's not controllable. He's not
he doesn't have to look at the money. The money isn't going to dictate to him what his decision is or where he's going to go for the country.
The whole last debate was, oh, you're a puppet, blah 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 blah. Okay, here, this is from, coincidentally enough, Puppet String News. And Hillary suddenly moves $1.8 billion to Qatar National Bank.
Wow.
Now, I find that interesting.
That's not a move to protect their money.
No.
And that's, that's another one of the WikiLeaks exposures that's not getting picked up by the mainstream media, is the emails back and forth show clearly that when Bill Clinton went to meet with Loretta Lynch before the FBI exposure, his main concern was not the FBI investigation into Hillary's emails.
That was already fixed.
Yeah, that was already fixed. His concern was to keep Loretta Lynch and people's eyes away from the Clinton Foundation. That's what he went there for, that
meeting.
That's
where all the money – that's the money. That's the money train.
Yeah.
That's the money tree. That's the real elephant in the room here that needs to be gone after and prosecuted, because when you start taking foreign money for state favors, last time I checked, that's treason.
And all the donations go to Canada, so it can't be traced?
They're not doing any fun. Oh, but you didn't show your tax returns, and you probably didn't pay any federal income tax.
And that corrupt little peckerhead Trudeau. Oh, don't even get me started on that guy. Oh, him and his dad and his whole family? Oh, yeah, not good people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a problem when one of your dad's pallbearers was Fidel Castro.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah, so this goes. An intriguing Minister of Finance report circulating in the Kremlin today says that elite Western bankers are stunned, bewildered, a few hours after the Bank for International Settlements, the BIS, registered a $1.8 billion transfer from the Clinton Foundation to a Qatar National Bank through the facilitation abetment of of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, for the reasons yet to be established. I mean, look it up.
She's in the bag.
I mean, well, she should be in the bag. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. And we just, and then you hear these people in the news talking like, we're above everyone else and we're the only ones that report anything of value because we get the facts right.
At CNN, well, it's illegal for you to read the WikiLeaks email. It's a little bit different for us to read them and then tell you what.
Yeah, I know. You saw that?
Yeah.
You saw that?
It's only good for us to do that.
Yeah, I played that clip last week. It was like, wow, the only ones that can have these WikiLeaks are us legally. Yeah. Any of you citizens out there that come across these stolen emails, you know, you could actually be in trouble.
We're
legally.
Above the law. We're above the law.
What? I mean, these guys.
It's insanity.
It's absolute, total insanity. And then, you know, here's another one. ACLJ, major victory. IRS reported to issue outstanding determinations in answer for political targeting of citizens. They got 30 days to process the remaining three applications. This is last week, District Judge Reggie B. Walton held a status conference to resume the lower court's proceeding in the case. While the IRS attorney once again took the position that most of the claims were moot because most of the plaintiff organizations had received the determination. And so, but the judge didn't really agree with them. And he said that the IRS has 30 days to comply. So all of you patriots out there, you know, the Reading Patriots and anybody associated with this, you know, they have 30 days to comply. That's pretty big news. And I guess.
And if they don't?
Yeah, good question.
Well, that's how many people
sanctions.
Are aware that the Reading Group was one of the ones targeted by the IRS.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, because, and then we brought this up to the prostitutes over there at the Fleshlight, and
not a word.
Not all. Oh, they promised they would run a story because it was big news and it was important that we had won the victory in court over the IRS. Basically saying that, you know, they had been targeting and they were still targeting and the United States Court of Appeals ruled that the case could go forward. But now they've given the IRS 30 days to process the couple outstanding ones that, and, you know, that would be the local guys, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the headline.
Deep Thoughts with Silas Lyons. yeah, it does. It gets frustrating.
It's very frustrating. And it doesn't end.
Yeah. I would love to see the WikiLeaks emails back and forth between the White House and the IRS.
Yeah, you know, and I guess this goes all the way to the top, too. Gee, just coincidentally, you know. And, you know, Ben Carson was one of the guys that got targeted and audited, too, after he said some stuff.
He sure did. You got to watch your tongue. Yeah. I mean, got to watch when you're playing around with people that are corrupt,
that have power.
Meaning when you have IRS and you have your taxes and all of that kind of stuff. And it gets exposed, or you say something, you're going to be under that magnifying glass.
Yep.
Yeah, that's kind of where I do the middle finger salute, you know.
Yeah.
Face it down and then say, can you hear me? If not, I'll turn it up.
Yeah,
so that's big news that what was more important? What was it?
You know what is so amazing? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go.
I just got kind of caught up in it. Ben Carson is a surrogate for Trump. You see, Trump is surrounding himself with men of wisdom. He is surrounding himself with men who are brilliant, men who have expertise.
Mm-hmm.
He has already gotten 21 selected or to be considered for the Supreme Court position, right? And it's because he surrounds himself also with those evangelical leaders who are praying. And, you know, it takes a wise man to be vulnerable like that. And when you consider Obama and the people that he surrounded himself with, he said to everybody, you will know me by the people who surround me.
Scumbags.
And then you consider, absolutely scumbags.
They're not
Who's
people.
That guy? Mayor of Chicago now.
Yeah, they're not
Rahm
people.
That's that guy. That's that dude.
Rahm Emanuel is a scumbag.
I mean, absolutely. I won't go there. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, I don't even look at them as people.
Chicago needed somebody to make Mayor Daley look good.
Oh,
we're at the top of the hour.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to get cut off.
Yeah, we'll
stay with us. We have one more hour of Sovereign Minds. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Each one she passes goes by. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes by.
It's 11 o'clock at KCNR, Shasta Redding. The news is next, a service of Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
The vote is just 16 days off now, and Donald Trump's campaign is acknowledging he is trailing Hillary Clinton. But Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says they're not giving up on the Sunday news shows. She laid out a path to the needed 270 electoral votes that goes through make-or-break states such as Florida, Iowa, North Carolina, and this one, Ohio.
We're going to make America wealthy again. And we're going to make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
Donald Trump addressing a rally in Cleveland, Hillary Clinton on the hustings in Pennsylvania. The offensive to drive ISIS out of Mosul continues in Iraq today with an assault on a neighboring town.
Bashika is one of a belt of towns and villages around Mosul, and that's where most of the fighting has been concentrated so far. Iraqi forces are between 15 and 20 kilometers outside of the city, and they're fighting in villages that are largely uninhabited. They've had to contend with suicide truck bombs launched by the Islamic State group, as well as roadside bombs and snipers.
Correspondent Joseph Krause. The California Highway Patrol says at least seven people have died today after a tour bus and a semi-trailer truck crashed on a freeway near Palm Springs. The Desert Sun reported this early this morning and says at least 14 people have been in one hospital, several more, as many as 25 total, injured in that crash. The crew of the International Space Station is doing some restocking today following the arrival of its first shipment from Virginia in more than 2 years. Orbital ATK's cargo ship pulled up at the space station 6 days after a sensational nighttime launch from Wallops Island, Virginia. This is the first time that an Antares rocket has left from there since an explosion in 2014. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I got my X-Chair and was such a huge fan and had such an amazing result from it that I ended up getting them for my entire staff. And I got to tell you, there's never been anything that we've done that has boosted morale or gotten as much productivity out of our team as just giving them these X-Chairs. It's amazing. Every day people are coming in literally saying how much better they feel, how much longer they're able to work, how much more we're able to produce. And so it has really been a game changer for our agency because literally people are staying at work longer and getting more out of their day because of a chair. I would have never thought that was possible.
With 21st Century Design, X-Chair is a symbol of where you're at and where you're going. Go to ownxchair.com now. That's own, the letter X, chair.com. Or call us toll-free at 844-4XCHAIR and use the promo code BONUS to receive a free footrest. Get your free footrest by going to ownxchair.com now or call 844-4XCHAIR, promo code BONUS.
A leading northern Syrian rebel coalition is warning civilians in Aleppo to stay away from government positions ahead of an expected offensive on the contested city. The statement from the Aleppo Conquest Rebel Command, issued early today, coincided with renewed clashes between rebel and pro-government forces along the city's front. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports air raids and fighting along the city's southern neighborhoods and its historic central districts after a ceasefire to allow rebels to evacuate expired on Saturday night. A University of Maine professor has died while conducting research in Antarctica. The university says 50-year-old Gordon Hamilton died yesterday when the snowmobile he was riding on hit a crevasse and fell 100 feet. He had been in Antarctica doing research for the National Science Foundation. Hamilton began working at the University of Maine's Climate Change Institute in 2000. He served as assistant research professor there. News and analysis at townhall.com. It's a landmark in Alaska's second-largest city, and it's safe for now.
The owners of the vintage 4th Avenue Theater in downtown Anchorage applied for a permit to demolish the opulent icon. That prompted lawmakers to pass an emergency 2-month moratorium on the demolition of buildings. During the pause, city officials will take a closer look at a plan that's aimed at saving historic structures like the 69-year-old theater that are listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, October the 23rd, a birthday for some notable people, including Baseball Hall of Famer and former U.S. Senator Jim Bunning. He's 85 years old. Movie director Philip Kaufman is 80. Soccer great Pele turns 76 today. Movie director Sam Raimi is 57 years old. Actor Ryan Reynolds turns 40. And CNN medical reporter Dr. Sanjay Gupta is 47. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We're back. We're all rushing back into the studio here.
Russian.
Russian, yeah. Как
Everybody's running back to the studio.
Здравствуйте. There we go. Wow, so much to go on. You got some announcements?
Yeah,
to
I
make,
do
sis.
Have some announcements. I was just handed this morning. Shasta County Korean War Veterans Association is actually going before the Board of Supervisors at 9 a.m. on November 1st, and they're going to be putting a sign on the Clear Creek Bridge. They're asking, for the Board of Supervisors to go along with that. Again, that's 9 a.m. on November 1st. Like I say, on the Clear Creek Bridge, they're wanting to dedicate part of that bridge to the Korean War veterans of the community and of the United States. So if you could maybe attend that would be great at the Board of Supervisors. Also coming up on November 5th, of course, we have the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City.
Mm-hmm. Always a great event.
It is, and it is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Veterans Day parade north of Sacramento. And the parade starts at 10 a.m.
What date is that?
That is on November 5th.
November 5th. And when we're at?
Shasta Lake City.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, we're always out there. Of course, Missing in America Project always has a float in there. And then we, at the beginning of the parade, we hand out rubber duckies and flags for all the kids and stuff. And mm-hmm. So it's always a good time out there. And don't forget, we got the Marine Corps ball. Golly, I can't talk this one. On November 10th.
I plan to go to that.
They say it's really good. I usually am busy doing other things because on November 11th is Veterans Day, so we're usually preparing out there at the cemetery, so that mm-hmm. kind of keeps us busy with that.
You got the parade. You got the Veterans Day ceremonies.
Yeah, and we're usually out there, cooking and doing some different things there.
If you've never been out there for one of the ceremonies at Igo Ono, go. Take your kids. It's a powerful thing.
Yeah, everybody should take their kids out there and their grandkids and even, teenagers, because a lot of them don't have a clue about what goes on out there and why we honor those people out there. Mm-hmm. And they need to know those things, It's not just about having a barbecue because it's Veterans Day and I get the – well, so many places don't even give them the day off anymore.
Yeah.
I'm having computer issues, oddly enough.
So, and then don't.
I told you not to say Russian.
Yeah, there you go. And then don't forget, on November 12th and 13th is the Reading Gun Show, and that's when we're at Holiday Inn. And Patrick Jones puts that on. And the proceeds from that goes to the range that he's putting together outside of town here for all of us to exercise our Second Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a lot of good things down there that you can buy. And there's always something that you need that might be available down there for a decent price with all the vendors.
Get it before California takes it away.
Yeah, pretty soon we're not going to be able to do that if we don't watch it. So, again, we have all that. So
oh, very good, very good. I was just having a little computer issue here. I was playing around with it. All of a sudden I had a problem. I'm getting a computer check that I didn't request, didn't want, didn't ask for.
My husband's computer was down for 3 days. He had to take it into the nerds, nerds on call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had to have his iPad. Nothing was working. I mean, it was all scrambled. It was just really wild.
Yeah, this is kind of weird.
Nerds on call are pretty cool. I'm not trying to market them
I get it, yeah.
No,
In fact, we
use their service quite a bit. Fantastic.
We have a Nerds on Call behind our office. But there's another one on the other side of the river, too.
Yeah, they're a good group of people.
A couple different locations,
Anyway, here's another story. Soros Group is accused of violating Arizona election law.
No, it's fake. It's fake.
This is from azfamily.com.
With all this voter fraud, I just have a question. No matter who wins the election, it's going to be a mess.
Yep.
Well, that's exactly right. It just depends who's at the helm working for our
It doesn't matter because we know there's so much voter fraud. So no matter who gets...
Is there, at this point, anybody that believes that Hillary Clinton is going to carry this election legally?
Not legally.
Either way we look at it, we're in such a mess. It may just put the fuel on the fire a little bit more. You know what I mean?
It might. Because I am actively looking for these groups that are voting for Hillary Clinton. Where is this 11 points worth of people that are voting for her? I can't find them.
What about colleges?
According to our internal data that we're getting on our phone calls, and this is just Florida, Trump is ahead, double the amount for Clinton. I mean, he is like, for every 10 votes that are out there, he has about 9 and she has about 4.
And your typical Democratic millennial vote is not going to the Democrats this year. It's getting pointed towards Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. It's not going to Clinton.
Do you think they're actually going to get out and vote?
A lot of the younger people that I have talked to are either disenfranchised to the point they don't want to vote. A large percentage of them are going to vote for Gary Johnson, and the others are voting for Trump. I don't know very many young people that are voting for Clinton.
You know, I have to say something, which was amazing at the debate when Hillary gave her stance on pro-life and the fact that a heartbeat can just be thrown down the tubes and call it fetal tissue. And I'm just saying all that because of Mike Lee and where he stands with everything. And I believe, because Trump is a pro-life candidate, that Utah will start opening up their brains a little bit to consider the fact that Mike Lee might need to fall off the cliff. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, that's another thing that has made me very curious during this election is we're looking at a third of the House and a third of the Senate turning over. Nobody's talking about those races. It's all about
the
executive branch. There's a lot more going on in this country than just that.
That's true. Yeah.
Crazy days indeed.
And the reason that I think that they're not talking about that is because the Republicans are looking at making up even more ground.
Well,
wow.
It could be.
I don't even know where to start at this point. It's just,
let's start with Paul Ryan. Okay. What are your thoughts about him?
Eddie Munster looking little.
He's a punk.
He's a piece of work.
Yeah, he's not a punk fan. You know, he's another one of the cut from the same cloth as Boehner. We didn't want him in the first place. We didn't want Boehner because they're in the tank globalists or they're just paid off. You know, I mean, whether they're ideologically, you know, they believe all that crap or whether you just hand them some money and they believe it now is the only question is, are they committed or should they be arrested? You know,
the good news is that he's from Wisconsin. You know, my parents are from Wisconsin. My father from Green Bay, my mom from Menominee. And you have Scott Walker there as governor, who has done an exceptionally great job in Wisconsin.
That was my guy originally, was Scott Walker.
Yeah, I know. A lot of Republicans were for him in the very beginning. And I do believe with Paul Ryan, I mean, I really do like him a lot. And so I don't mean to say what I had said earlier, that he's, you know, a piece of crap. I don't mean that at all. It's just that, gosh dang it, you know, stand for the man who's running for the Republican Party to be president. Don't cause distortion and schisms and all that kind of stuff. I mean, just like, you know, really? What does that, how does that help?
Well, it doesn't. The problem is Trump is going to burn down his buddies right along with Clinton's buddies because they're the same people.
Right. That's the thing. The illusion of the two-party system is exactly that. It is a total illusion. I mean, it's like our guy locally here. The only thing I can say good right now about him is that he's backing Trump, but he's backing Trump because I think he's got his finger in the wind again, you know. And then who is going to pay him off after if he gets reelected? And who do we have running? Where did they find Reed? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like let's find our the choices. Worst guy in the world to back you know, for the Democratic Party to make sure that LaMalfia gets back in, you know, and it's like we're supposed to back him, but then he turns around and, you know, you hear his commercials. Oh, gee, I voted against an extra spending. No, you didn't. You voted for the crime omnibus bill. You backed
Fast Track for TPP.
So it's like.
You voted for 150% crop insurance for you and your fellow rice farmers.
So all of these politicians are corrupt across the board, Republicans and Democrats, and that's the problem.
Well, I know the American Independence Party, a lot of those people are going to be for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trump's the guy right now.
And 6% of Shasta County are others, meaning, you know, others Libertarians or Green Party or...
All you need to do is look at when you see the Bushes saying they're going to vote for Hillary. When you see... that tells you everything you need to know
about them.
That's it.
Yeah.
They are the same globalists. The only reason the perception that there's a fight at the top over what's going on, and that's all it is. There's a real fight for who's going to get to be in the White House seat, but there's no fight between the left and the right at the top levels. They're all on the same team.
That keeps everybody busy,
yeah.
Right?
And you know, distracted so that they don't have to look at what else is going on.
Not only that, if you vote for the guy, you somehow now have, you know, put your chips onto the table that you now support him, and now you have to defend him no matter what, regardless of whether he's right, wrong, or done the right thing. I mean, our guy's a classic example.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's for guns, and he panders, and blah, 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 and he does some good things.
What has he done for guns?
Well, I'm just saying, his open... statements are that he's a pro Second Amendment guy.
Okay. But what has he physically done for?
Well, I can't think of anything, and I'm not sure that he has. But what I'm saying is he's pandering.
His home state by far is the worst on gun control. What has he done to correct that?
Well, but there's a perception. He puts it out there, I'm pro-Second Amendment. And then, you know, and I don't vote for big spending, and I've held them accountable, and it's all total BS. You know, I mean, he voted for the Monsanto bill. He voted for the crime bill. You know, so, but what choice do you have at that point? You look at the other guy. He voted to keep Boehner in.
Well, yeah, everything was going to change, remember?
Mm-hmm. So, again, I think he's testing the political winds. Were gonna...
What is this Republican Congress fixed?
No, yeah, exactly. But it was going to change, remember? That's what everybody said, because they were going to be different.
They were talking about chains, not chains. Oh. Not change, chains. Yeah. It was hoping chains, not hoping change.
That is a very, very good point. That word has a lot of different meanings, change and chains.
Yeah. You know, so we'll be chained to a debt. You know, for the rest of our lives, and then when we die, our posterity could be chained to another debt that's been, you know, so this is all about debt, goes to the money, and the money to interest, and that's why there's such distortions in the market. When you have the ability to have a monopoly on counterfeiting, they buy everyone and everything through the banking system in Wall Street. And after a while, it just blurs the lines between right and wrong, and, you know, I mean, look at Hillary.
Crooked Hillary.
How could you possibly look at yourself in the mirror if you have even a semblance of morality?
You know, my husband, and I'm sure others are on it too, but the spelling of her name, you know, Hill, liar.
Yeah, you saw that one. There was that one that she was standing in front of her campaign sign and her head blocked out the one letter, so it was liar.
Oh, my God.
It's like, wow, you know.
That's true.
As a perfect example, is there anybody that has watched Hillary Clinton recently that can tell me that woman's healthy?
You know, my husband, as you know, is a physician. I already said that to you. He right off the bat said she's got Parkinson. And others have said the same thing. It's a neurological problem. And, Chelsea, she went right there to Chelsea's hangout when she did her little stumbling. And right close to her place, Chelsea's place, is this whole thing on it's a clinic for these types of diseases, neurological diseases.
Right.
So, honestly, she's got some Parkinson syndrome. Janet Reno had that as well, right? I mean, it seems to be part of the Dems thing.
We've seen video of her seizing. We've seen, episodes of, and, you know, is it Parkinson's? Has she had a stroke? Is it both?
And her blackouts where her memory fades only when there's important questions.
Yeah, only when she's being questioned.
I mean, really?
I don't remember.
Really?
I don't remember.
Jack Daniels does the same thing.
And after she had that little bout, that wasn't her that emerged again. I'm sorry, but
the double.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, hi. Everything's fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got to play with my granddaughter.
Here's something on a little lighter note, just to throw it out there. Warning alarmists redefine what a hurricane is so they'll have more of them.
Well, maybe they want to get, you know, they name hurricanes after females, and so maybe there's another female that needs to get her name out there.
This comes from Investor's Business Daily Politics. And so whether they admit it out loud or not, many global warming alarmists want more destructive weather events to validate their assumptions. But what happens when they can't get their dirty weather, as Al Gore calls it? They'll just have to define what a disaster is. So now they want to redefine what a hurricane is so that they can have more of them.
Global warming bit. I was going to say bullshit. But anyway, Al Gore, who supposedly invented the internet.
I think he just did.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah. You got the button.
I'm so sorry.
I think he hit
the
button in time.
That's why we have Bob here. He's like a cat.
God. Oh,
he's like a cat on the button.
I'm so sorry. Sometimes I get a little too free. But honestly, Al Gore, I mean, he was campaigning for her. I mean, this guy, he's changed a lot. Have you noticed his looks?
Yeah,
he's not the same.
He kind of looks like he kind of looks like the Count on Sesame Street a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, I'm not. I could care less about looks, seriously. But it's something to note. He has changed a little bit.
Yeah, and then you ask him.
Most of them do up there.
If you ask him what 2 and 2 is, he goes four.
Four.
1, 2, 3,
One,
4.
2, 3. No, those threes.
And I guess with
cuatro, cinco, seis.
With that, we do have Andrew in Bernie on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, guys. Hey, you know what? I like the idea of a white man in the White House because I can criticize him without having the race card pulled on me, the misogyny card pulled on me. What else? Religious? I can criticize without those things. So maybe. That's my thoughts for this morning.
He's not gay, yeah. So you can't be a homophobe.
A hater!
Something, yeah. I mean, gosh.
Well, whatever, de jure, whatever the day.
Yeah,
Do you remember when he did the Taco Bell commercial at Trump Tower?
I know.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't like Hispanics because he mentioned that he liked taco salad.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. Make it stop.
I wish we could. I wish we could.
Meanwhile, at the same time that controversy was going on, the DNC got exposed because they were referring to Latino Outreach's Operation Taco Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, come on.
You know, the needy ones.
Yeah,
they're the needy
those
Hispanic.
Those needy Mexicans.
Yeah, those needy Hispanic
guys.
I love the Hispanics, though. They're family-oriented.
Yeah.
I was with them down in Orange County. Do you know what happened? Oh, my God. Well, of course you don't. In Orange County, in Orange, that's where I lived, back in the early 80s, this family, they're all Hispanic, and they live right next door. And they roasted, well, I mean, this isn't a bad thing. I mean, I think it's really beautiful, but it was kind of different for me. They roasted a pig in their backyard because the girl was having her confirmation. I'm not putting that down at all. But what I liked about it was the family mentality that the Hispanics have. I think we have a lot to learn from
them.
They
know how to party, too.
And on the tequila.
That doesn't mean that I want unfettered immigration.
Thanks,
Andrew. We appreciate the call.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mean, now if you say, yo quiero Taco Bell, you know, you're going to be branded, you know.
That depends on who's saying it and what color your skin is when you say it.
And what,
I'm just saying.
I guess a Scotsman or an Irishman can't say, yo quiero Taco Bell, because then, I don't know.
We'll always be racist.
We're redefining the...
But we are Irish.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, you know.
I'm Irish and German and Norwegian, and I'm so proud of that because why? I don't know. I love diversity. And when you consider all the immigrants who came legally, I mean, my grandfather came from Germany. His name is at Ellis Island. He came illegally. He couldn't speak English. He was a dishwasher in New York. But you know what? He learned English. He even ran for office when he finally made his way from New York down to Wisconsin. He learned English. He was proud of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the difference between the immigration then and the immigration now is people wanted to come here. They wanted to come here to assimilate, to be Americans, because American was the land of the free, the land of opportunity, because you were acting like an American, which means that the Constitution allowed you not to have government handouts, not to have freebies, but allowed you equal opportunity to go out there and fail and or be successful, you know, on your own.
What this country is doing to illegal immigrants pisses me off to no end, okay, because the destruction that illegal immigration is causing to this country is undeniable. But the destruction that we are causing to the illegal immigrants as individuals, because you take a state like California that is taking illegal aliens and is issuing them their rights, okay? Yeah. If they're an illegal alien, their rights are being issued to them by the government. They're no longer inalienable rights.
Right.
They're being handed over by the government, and they can be taken away by the government at any time. They don't have constitutional protections. That is slavery.
Yeah.
It is.
That's
created
what it's
and they don't
citizen,
have a clue.
And it's disgusting.
Well, that's what it's about. The slavery issue is just about widening the plantation. See, when you have slaves that know they're slaves, they want to revolt because slavery sucks. But when you have slaves that think they're not slaves and they think they're free, they're much easier to manage. Yeah. And that's kind of what this is all about, is that do you want to be slaves to debt? Do you want to be slaves to government spending, government handouts? It's all about slavery. See, the guys figured out a long time ago, as long as everybody thinks they're free, things go along really well. It's only when they think they're, they think they're not free that you start having trouble. Yeah. So the best thing to do is just keep them thinking they're free, even though they're not.
Yeah, but we know it doesn't work.
Well,
look what happens.
Yeah. So is from G. Edward Griffin. It says there's only one solution, remove the spoils. Without the spoils, crooks cannot be drawn to the government. Getting the government out of the business of redistributing wealth is the key. If the politicians could not spend tax money for anything except defense of life, liberty, and property, if they were prohibited from providing so-called benefits, there would be very few cookies in the political cookie jar. Under those conditions, the political con artists would have to go back to circus sideshows and street crime to ply their craft.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically what the Constitution says that they're allowed to spend money on, is it not?
Well, yeah, but they just keep, when did we start giving them all this power, because we're uneducated?
I missed that meeting.
Yeah, I missed that one, yeah. And,
guess I did too.
Let's hand over. We'll hand over our food to them, our production. We'll let them have control over everything, and then we'll just let them get control of the media and the banking system. God, I think somebody said this before. I think his name was Marx.
Yeah. And there was people that warned us against it.
Yeah.
Our founding fathers warned us against tyranny and communism and things like that before they ever existed, because they existed in different forms in Europe already. That's why our ancestors left Europe was to get away from this kind of corruption. They knew what it looked like. They understood it. That's why they set our government up the way that it did, to avoid that corruption, not because they were prophets that knew the corruption that was coming. They had already fled it from Europe.
And also they wanted religious freedom.
Absolutely.
And when you consider Trump, he is all about religious liberty. He wants to overturn what Lyndon B. Johnson had, and he wants to allow pastors the freedom at the pulpit to speak their mind. Yeah. They should have the same freedom as everybody else. I mean, really, why shouldn't they be able to say what they think?
Well, I believe in freedom as long as it doesn't harm anybody else. That's the real litmus test. You know, it's the old love thy neighbor as thyself thing. I mean, go back to the golden rule, because here's the problem. If the guy is a radical jihadist, then in his religion believes that I need to be subjugated. See, that's impinging on my religious freedom.
Sharia law is not religion. It is political thought. It is political theory. There is a difference.
And Sharia law has totally taken over Detroit, and it's totally taking over England.
Right.
I think we're seeing a big reversal in Britain with Brexit, too.
Yes, and that's true.
Thank God the Brits are back on the board.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy to see Trump even knew
that would happen. But did Obama? Oh my God, the stuff he said before Brexit.
Yeah,
it's not that he didn't know.
Absolutely,
he made outright threats to a sovereign nation that if you do this, we're not going to deal with you.
Yeah,
he's
so stupid.
Our longest standing ally, ever.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about stupid as much as he's a conniving criminal, because
a manipulator.
A manipulator because, if you look at when he turns around and goes, rigging, what are they even talking about? A person that can let that fly off his tongue so easily, who's so in the tank and who so knows that it is being rigged, that's beyond stupid. That's into
okay. It's simple. Barack Obama bats for the other team.
Right.
Yep.
And you can take that more than one way.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Are you saying he's a switch hitter? Is that what you're saying?
Good morning, everybody.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. And, Mark, you made a good point. Freedom's a good thing as long as somebody doesn't hurt anybody else. That's called liberty.
Right.
Because liberty is freedom with morality, accountability, and responsibility. That's why we have liberty, number one. Number two, you guys are right on it. Red, you are right on it. We have inalienable rights. We have the right to life. We have the right to pursuit of happiness, to liberty. And we have those rights from God. And that's where they come from, basically, because as you said, if our rights come from man, man can take our rights away. One last thing, and I'd like to send a challenge out. I did it last week on Carl Baccio, and I'm going to do it every day. In fact, I hope other people do it. As we start talking about religious liberty and we start talking about Sharia law, I'd like to hear a Christian call in to the radio station today or any day or every day, every radio program they can call in. I'd like to hear a Christian call in and tell us why than being a Christian, they would ever vote for Hillary Clinton. How do you justify that when you have a woman that outwardly says it's okay to abort a baby in the ninth month? And I'm not going to go into that process. Most people know what happens to that baby and how they kill it. Really and truly, out there, if you're voting for Hillary and you're a Christian, I'd like to hear the justification of that. I think at this point, everybody, we're all really tired of suffering fools, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much it. You're right, because, you know, anybody that can justify that under the guise of, you know, women's rights. Well, you know, I keep hearing about women's rights and the right to this, the right to that. Well, what about the baby's rights? The baby has no rights at all, right? The baby has no rights of life, liberty, and all of that until it actually comes out of the womb. So that's when the magic thing happens. That's when the magic starts, is that now you are a person, you have rights. Well, what about when you're halfway out of the womb? Are you still have no rights then? Or when you just start to come? So it's a specious argument. It's absolute. So you can be murdered legally as long as you're not out in the air breathing.
Well, Hillary's points are, her bottom line is, you know, well, get rid of the guns to save the toddlers, and we'll allow abortion to happen so we can kill the babies.
It's really that bad, because
it really is that bad. So again, I'd like to hear from Christians out there that say they're Christians who are voting for Hillary. I really want to hear from them. So I'm certainly proud to stand up and say I'm voting against her.
Well, the choice that we have are two candidates. We have an evil, corrupt candidate, and we have a flawed candidate, in the sense that we're all flawed.
Yep.
And there's a difference when a person's a businessman and when one's been running government for 30 years, a politician. There's a distinct difference, and we have to really look at that. We're not trying to vote for a pastor in chief, and I've heard this said a lot.
We're not voting for Jesus here.
That's right. That's right. A mortal man, we all have our quirks, we all have temptations, we're all dealing with it, but I do believe when he was prayed for that he did ask Jesus Christ into his life. And for any of you who know Dr. Dobson, the evangelical leader, he has written a fantastic author article, and there's so many prophecies about Donald J. Trump. So, I mean, we got to get off our
high horse
judgment mentality, Christians, and realize we all have stuff we're dealing with.
Well, you know, that's a good point. The one thing we have to realize is that the pastors have to get off their derrieres. When you have pastors that are out there, well, we don't want to talk about politics. Well, you don't think Jesus was political? I mean, Paul wasn't political. If Paul hadn't brought up the fact that he was a Roman citizen, and God hadn't had that happen in his life, his ministry would have never been finished.
And that's
so really and truly, there's a couple things that we have to really start getting straight. And if you're a pastor out there, why don't you have the courage to talk about these things?
Well, because I'll tell you, Terry, here's the bottom line, is they are cowards, because a lot of them are cowards just because they don't want to lose their tax-exempt status, which means that you will compromise your integrity, you will compromise your beliefs to stay in business. And if that's what you'll do, then you're not really the person that you profess to be.
And they're the first.
Not like that, but as far as the pastors go, and you're right, Mark, as far as the pastors go, you pastors out there, if you believe that, then you believe a lie.
Well, here's the problem.
Who has ever been prosecuted under that 501c3? Maybe somebody can get us a documented case. I've never seen one.
Well, Terry, a lot of the problem in a lot of these pastors, when they talk about submitting to authority and the reason that they're supposed to stay passive, they go right to the Book of Romans, and then they start talking about how you're to submit to authority and to the law and things like that, because all law and authority exists because God allows it to. Well, I would like to point out that the law of the land is the Constitution of the United States, is ordained by God, and we don't have to follow the authority that's violating that law. They're the ones that are on the wrong side of God, because they're violating the law that he has ordained.
And one quick thing to your point, you're absolutely right. Because if, in fact, that is the case, and pastors out there are saying, oh, you know, we need to respect authority, we need to obey authority, well, then I guess Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego are the three biggest sinners in history, because they told Nebuchadnezzar, who in the Bible was ordained by God to be the ruler of the earth, they told him, no way, man, we're not bound before that golden statue. We only obey God's laws.
Yeah.
Well, it's common sense. It's common sense. It's like saying that if a murderer gets in power, then and he commands you to kill babies and slay them, that you know, that's the power coming from God, so you got to go do it.
No,
that's stupid.
Just one quick thing, if I may, and then I'll get off here. I wanted to bring up something. You had mentioned Brexit. Well, Sally and I were in Washington, Virginia, Maryland. We were at Independence Hall, Williamsburg, Gettysburg, Holocaust Museum. We were back there for 2 weeks, and we were on a tour with 31 people from across the pond from the United Kingdom. And we were talking about liberty, and we were talking about Jefferson. We were talking about how we need representation and what liberty is. And when we explained Jefferson to those 31 Brits, many of them which we fellowship with, we become friends with, they said, you know, this is going to spread all through the United States. And I know that you guys probably haven't talked about Jefferson at all yet or don't know that. But the thing is that people understand liberty. They understand they have to be represented. And as you've said many times, Mark, and you're absolutely correct, and Red, you've said this, and Linda, all you guys have said this, if we don't have liberty, nothing else matters. When they take away all our freedom, nothing else matters. When they take away all our rights, nothing else matters. When we become slaves, nothing else matters.
Not going to happen.
Anyway, with that, you guys are having a great show, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We do have another caller on the line.
As long as I have TV, I'm okay.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
I don't know. I'll finish up the political discussion with render under Caesar what is Caesar's.
That's right. Render under Caesar's what is Caesar's. But sensing the Pharisee's treachery, he knew that he was trying to trick him into saying that he didn't pay the tax, which means that he would have committed a crime, and they could have then tried and convicted him of the crime. So he said, sensing the Pharisee's treachery to try to trick him into doing that, he said, render under Caesar's what is Caesar's. But we are Caesars today, and we are sovereign citizens, which means we are the kings. We don't have a king, and we're not supposed to have a king, which means we are the ones that are sovereign. And with that line of thinking, that means we render unto ourselves what is us, which is freedom, liberty, and keeping our own money. Mm-hmm. With that, we have a caller.
Right. Yeah, we do. We have Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good show as usual. I hadn't planned to call in. I'm too bloody pissed off about everything. this partial birth abortion, I was so pleased with Trump the other night when he turned around and ripped into Hillary Clinton over the partial birth abortion. No, a court, and this isn't me talking, this is Rush Limbaugh, no Republican or conservative guy has ever done that to the way Trump did it. However, I was really disappointed when he didn't go the full term. It is partial birth abortion is straight out murder. And he had a golden opportunity to turn around and say, hey, so you don't have a problem condoning murder? I mean, it is straight out murder. But listen, I've always, as an immigrant, I came here and I've always wondered, you know, I know America is used to be a very religious country and Christian, and I could never understand why they allowed partial birth abortion. I'll forget the abortion issue, but certainly partial birth. A full-term baby and you can suck its brains out. And I didn't understand until a few years ago when I read Michael Savage's book, The Savage Nation. Do you know why they do it?
Well, I can guess, but go ahead.
It's all about money.
Yep.
That little baby, and this is Michael Savage, that little baby, that poor little innocent little thing is worth $1 million in parts.
Yeah.
That's straight out of Michael Savage's book.
For me, the argument is...
And all of a sudden it made sense. And so here again, you got the money issue with those money-grubbing... God, I love what you said earlier, Mark. How could any self-respecting, honorable person with an ounce of integrity even vote for that person?
Well, you know, I don't understand it because I don't see how they can actually look in the mirror, because if they're, unless they're just so uninformed and so dumbed down and so indoctrinated into so many lies that, you know, they get lost in the confusion and they can't figure out right from wrong. But then again, I guess there's a responsibility and a price to pay for that as well.
Mate, I am so devastated. I never dreamed I'd be in this situation in America. I know the biggest problem in the world is ignorance, and I'm amazed there's so much of it here in America. It's not the America I knew.
No.
Well, you can't let the governments take over and control the schools and teach your children either. That's part of the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, we fell asleep. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Peter.
We fell asleep and allowed a lot of this to happen. Let's, you know.
Yeah, it's on us to fix it.
Yeah, we need to fix it.
We've allowed it to take root and to grow, and we need to be the ones that prune it and rip it out by the roots and be done with it.
Yeah.
Well,
and for me, the abortion argument is so much simpler than all of the political back and forth and even the scientific back and forth. Is what you're really saying is that I have to bring myself down to the level of arguing with you over whether or not it's okay to murder an innocent, defenseless child because you're too stupid or lazy to use birth control. That's really the argument we're having.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of ways to stop this from getting to that point, period. You know, and then you go into the arguments about, oh, what if you're raped? Well, okay, let's say you are raped, but does that mean that you should wait 9 months to figure out what you're going to do? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay, well, let's look at something. You know, say that you are raped, okay? And there's a crime that has occurred there, and there's harm that has occurred there. But what if you're standing in line at 7-Eleven and the store gets robbed and they take your wallet? Do you shoot the teller?
Well, that's what
I'm
saying.
Do you shoot the cashier?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly right. You know, it's not the child's fault.
And if you don't want to, you know, have that child or look at that child, I can understand. Kind of I can understand that. But give it to a family that will love that child. It's not that child's sin. It says in the Bible that no child shall pay for its father's sins.
You got to have a belief first, I guess.
I have a personal testimony. I had an abortion at 6 weeks, and I was raised Catholic. I had a real firm belief in virginity. And anyway, I got pregnant after no longer a virgin. 6 weeks went by, and
yes.
6 weeks went by, and I went into total denial. I didn't know where to go, so my boyfriend ended up taking me to where I needed to go. And when he found out that I indeed was pregnant, and he paid for it, and he was with me in the entire time. But in 5 years after that, I had 3 nervous breakdowns. I was hospitalized. I was filled with self-hatred. So I just want to say, in abortion, all of you out there who have had abortions, don't be shamed. God loves you, and he wants to just heal your heart. He wants to go into the depth of your being. And I know I always felt like I had a little girl. That mass of tissue was a female. And but I went through, and my boyfriend as well, asking forgiveness. And I went and I started going to high schools, you know, to talk about pro-life back then. I started going to high schools because I think a lot of people don't recognize post-trauma syndrome and what happens after murder. And you have to deal with it, whatever your stance is. I mean, I went into denial. But anyway, it's real. This fetal mass of tissue is life. And God supports life. That's what he's all about. And I just want to say I am so freed from what has happened, and God wants to also free anybody out there who has had abortions, because he loves you so much. And I just have to share that. He loves you so much. So just consider life, even if it's just a mass of tissue, it's life.
Well, that's a hard, hard thing to follow or talk about, but Gives the listeners some thoughts to maybe, you know, go over.
Yeah.
I want to move along here. I don't want to get stuck
on this. We need to go to a break.
And I want to talk about Donald Trump Contract with America voter next, and kind of line out some of the proposals that he made at the Gettysburg thing.
And with that, this you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
In a year that's been so contentious, there is one issue on the November ballot, Proposition 52, that's achieved consensus. Here's why. Since 2009, California hospitals willingly pay a Medi-Cal hospital fee to continue receiving federal matching funds for Medi-Cal. This generates over $3 billion a year from Washington and helps pay for health care for children, seniors, and low-income families. Prop 52 means zero consumer cost, no new taxes, and strictly prohibits the legislature from diverting this money. Prop 52 continues this current program. It's endorsed by doctors and nurses, business and labor, and both political parties. And newspapers agree. 52 is endorsed by the LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, and the Sacramento and Fresno Bee. Tested, tried, and true. Vote yes on 52. Paid for by Yes on Proposition 52, a coalition of California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems and nonprofit healthcare organizations with major funding by California Health Foundation and Trust and Dignity Health.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Hi, everybody. Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. It's football season, and Mighty Fine has great deals on our nearly 300 beers for whichever big game you're looking forward to this weekend. We've also got daily deli specials under $5, fried chicken that can't be beat, and these new sriracha chicken bites that you just have to try. Locally owned and operated at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, Mighty Fine has everything you need for game day. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine.
This is Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy. I learned a lot the hard way about internet marketing. Every month, I'll help you take control of how the internet impacts your business and your revenue. You'll hear the latest tech news from the digital world, but most importantly, get your tech and marketing questions answered. Learn what you need to know to manage the tech side of your business as effectively as you manage everything else. It's your chance to get those important questions answered. Join us for the Digital Revolution Radio Show every fourth Wednesday at KCNR 1460.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Appropriate, I think. Yeah. Wow.
There's no easy way out of this, folks. I don't care how you slice the pie right now.
Well,
there's no easy way.
The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. So I think we might be heading into that general direction. You know, the whole idea that the media paints that, you know, like the Second Amendment guys, oh, they're so stand up against the government. Oh, my God. Blah, blah, blah. You know, well, at some point in time, if they don't stop trying to turn us into a bunch of servitude, you know, boot-licking slaves, that, you know, you're going to see people that will stand up. And that's what the Second Amendment is for, is to be able to fight back against your own government in the event that they get so out of control. Geez, kind of like what's sort of going on now, you know, and let's hope that this thing turns out peacefully. But you know something?
I don't think it does.
I don't know.
And before we go, we have a few minutes left. Julie, if you could give your information again about the phone banks, that would be great.
Well, first off, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me to spend time with you guys. Sovereign Minds has been absolutely fantastic.
Thank
I've enjoyed all of our chit-chatting. Anyway, the address is 1725 Oregon Street, Redding, of course, Shasta County. The phone number, 530-277-5822. We will be open from 7 in the morning until, depending on what battleground state. Right now it's 5:30 because we're in Florida. Who knows what it'll be tomorrow, because campaigns are extremely fluid. You have to be extremely flexible. So, yeah, God bless you guys out there. And you keep on doing the stuff, man. You keep on saying Trump. Join the Trump train. We're rolling. We're steaming ahead.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and getting that information out to the people if they want to help out on the phone bank over there.
Well, and I've got Donald Trump's contract with American voters, the 100-day action plan. I suggest everybody read it. And look what he's got in mind for what's going on there. And I think we're pretty much out of time. I'm not sure.
We're down to less than 1 minute.
1 minute left. And I guess we'll.
And you might want to stay tuned for, you know, tune in next Sunday, because we may have a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I got to say is you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty above security, truth over lies.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Working with my hands, oh, believe me.
The news is next on KCNR Shasta Redding. It's a service of Wind River Resort and Casino.
The California Highway Patrol says at least 7 people are dead after a tour bus and a semi crashed on the freeway near Palm Springs. The Desert Sun newspaper says at least 25 bus passengers have been taken to hospitals. The crash happened early today on Interstate 10 in Desert Hot Springs. The two presidential candidates are stumping hard this weekend with just 2 weeks left to go before Election Day. Their surrogates at the Sunday morning TV news shows. Donald Trump's son, Eric, tells ABC's This Week program that the polls may be wrong when they show Hillary Clinton with a narrow lead.
I'll give you a perfect example. Look, last night, he was in Cleveland. He had 10,000 people in Cleveland. You know, Hillary and Tim Kaine, they were in Pennsylvania. They had 600 people in a gym.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Clinton has switched focus a bit as she campaigns to help her party's congressional candidates. She appeared on behalf of a Senate candidate in Pennsylvania yesterday. Also, that's our news. The three states have denied.